Veterans Voice is a show that connects veterans and active members of the military to qualified guests who help you find programs and benefits you qualify for and discuss housing, education, career training, and other topical matters. Every show addresses issues that affect your life. Call in and share your experience. 781-837-4900.
Uh-oh. Welcome, 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 everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio. We're already warmed up here. It's a good thing this is a ginger ale-only crowd.
There you go.
Some of our listeners might think that there's... Not that there's anything wrong with having a couple of cocktails.
Right. Well, you brought mushroom pizza, Greg.
Maybe a bottle of Chianti would fit, here we are tonight on National Parkinson's Awareness Night.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about this, and I met with Kevin, soon to be introduced as, I guess, his cohort, Christy, and we talked about a Parkinson's night. I think it was, we were going to have it in February. And for some reason, Christy couldn't come on. And we said, oh, let's pick April 11th. All right. Just happens to be tonight. And who shows up but Kevin Thornton from Parkinson's, National Parkinson's Foundation. Welcome, Kevin, first-timer.
Very excited to be here.
Hope we haven't horrified you yet.
No, not at all. Very fun here.
We still got time. And we don't have our suicide council lady here tonight.
Cleveland.
We're on our own.
Went to Cleveland.
But as I said, tonight is Parkinson's Awareness Night, and what a great guest to be joined by Kevin back on too long away is none other than the Brett Miller from the 110 Fitness Studio in Rockland, Mass.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. Always an honor to be here.
Thanks a lot for coming in. Yeah.
Yes.
And what are you all about? What the hell is 110 Fitness all about?
You don't know.
I don't know.
The world knows.
I know you're right beside the Canavana shop.
Right. That's all
the
pot
shop.
Right.
Other than that,
you could say we're next to the the Goldfish Swim Center would be probably more appropriate.
Probably.
Yeah, 110 Fitness, largest wellness center in the world for people with Parkinson's disease, all inclusive. Our mission is to leave no one behind, and we've continued to do that for 7 years, going strong.
We had a great event over there that a while ago, and seeing the devotion that the people that you work with gain in such a short time, is it about themselves or is it about the others they meet?
Yeah, well, it's both, right? Our whole goal is, when you come into the doors of 110 Fitness, usually your pants are on fire. You've just been diagnosed with a progressive neurological disease that there's no cure of. And you are welcomed at the door by somebody who's willing to take your hand and show you the way based on the platform that I've designed and the research data that we have that promises you that if you do it as it's laid out, that you will mitigate the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. And then the goal is that once you sort of get yourself squared away is then for you to be the person at the door welcoming someone else in.
And then that person becomes the caretaker of the next person.
Correct. Yep. And we're just, constantly just giving it back.
And do you get new people just coming in to see what the hell, what you're about?
Yeah, people hear about us, through word of mouth. We don't do any advertising outside of, social media platforms.
Yeah.
But people come from all kinds of, we have people who come from different parts of the country, and then we have people from Boston, people from Cape Cod, people from all over the South Shore of Massachusetts come to see what we're about.
Wow. Tremendous. And I tell people that about being rock steady, and what's the saying? 15 minutes with you and and it's no problem. I think they're just amazed and say, stop it, enough.
Right.
But everybody has a blast over there, don't they?
Yeah. We fun is definitely the number one goal for us.
All inclusive.
Yeah,
because it sucks to go and really work out and you're already feeling bad but the uplifting experience that I've seen is amazing. So anybody out there in our listening audience, 110 Fitness, call Brett. Brett, how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, well, the easiest way is, 110fitness.org. You know, you could go and pull us up online, right? And you're certainly welcome to call 110 Fitness or call me directly on my cell phone. Or also to email me.
And what's your cell phone
number?
Sure,
yeah, I was going to say 508-922-5647. And the email is B as in Brett, Miller at 110fitness.org.
And could somebody just stop by the gym at some point in time?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have people who just walk in off the streets whenever they want, and we usually, you know, take the time to just meet them and set up an appointment. We do everything by appointment only just because it's so busy.
Sure. And it's a attention. I mean, you have to talk to somebody to find out what their situation is.
Right.
Do you not?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's you know, as I've said a million times on the show, you know, everybody that walks through the door is a snowflake.
Yeah.
You know, there's something different about each person that walks through our door, and
you
know, we really, you know, take the time to do thorough evaluations.
Well, Wolfie's our little snowflake.
Yeah, he's a snowflake.
You know,
right.
He is.
he's more like the Blizzard of 78.
Yeah, he rides around with the disaster trailer. Right. He's the disaster. Right. You're absolutely right.
He needs some one-on-one attention.
Oh,
as well.
Oh, oh, oh.
You don't have enough people in.
Yeah, you don't have enough people for one-on-one.
Right.
There's a Wolfie-ism right there. you know, Kevin. You know, you came in on...
Straight into the fire, I think.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. So, Kevin.
Have veteran voice helmets.
Oh,
you know, maybe
some hard hats.
Yeah.
Veteran voice and give it to every new guest.
I'm
going to get some. I'm going to make that up.
Yeah, please do, Wolfie. That's your goal. Kevin, welcome tonight to the Band of Crazies here. Tell us a little about yourself and why are you here?
So, yeah, I just joined the Parkinson's Foundation. January 29th was my first day with the New England chapter. So I'm incredibly excited to be here, just doing some outreach, really trying to bring awareness to the disease. I started, shout out to the Penn State Parkinson's Foundation, just a grassroots organization we started and then got into it post-college as a career. So this has really kind of been a dream job for me.
Nittany Lions. So
Yes, sir, we are.
Where are you from originally, Kevin?
I'm originally from New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, just moved to Southie last week. So
oh, really?
I'm a very, very
big new money.
Big,
you know, the place you just moved to, the building with three stories at probably 300,000 or 500,000, you could have bought the building, all three stories, in the building next door for $200,000. It's unbelievable. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be in New England finally.
Yeah, it's a good spot. Young handsome kid like you. Are you single, married?
No. I have a girlfriend, but okay. Not married.
Well,
right
today.
There.
Yeah,
today.
So far. Yeah, we'll take care of that. We'll take care of that.
Got a few more years. Only 24 right now. Don't want to get married quite yet.
Oh no. We'll she'll never want to talk to you again after she hears we're only kidding. But so what brought you? One of the things that we talked about just before the show, Kevin, you have your own experiences with Parkinson's.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I lost two of my uncles to Parkinson's, both young onset Parkinson's, so diagnosed at 28 and 36 respectively, so very, very young, especially for Parkinson's. Mostly affects the 60-plus community, so yeah, it's always been something in my life that has been very, very like emotional and at the forefront of my mind, so finding this job was perfect.
Were they veterans by any chance?
No, they were not. No.
Are you aware? I mean, because we talk a lot, and that's what, you know, is the veterans community. 11% of all Parkinson's sufferers are veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that unbelievable so much. And Brett, you and I talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to be easier to detect problems, is it not, Brett? That's one of the reasons why we'd love to have. What's going on?
Well, we're still riding off the coattails of the assay medical breakthrough that the Michael J. Fox Foundation, you know, gave to us last year, right at the end of the tail end of last year, which was our ability to, you know, look at cerebral spinal fluid amongst people, and they introduce an efflorescence that actually lights up the alpha-synuclein if it folds, the protein cells fold, which is what destroys the dopamine neurotransmitter, which causes Parkinson's disease. So, you know, having that available sprouted probably, I don't even know the details, but thousands of studies that were involved.
Has it?
Yeah, and what they're trying to do now is obviously, you know, having cerebral spinal fluid or a spinal tap is obviously just, you know, very uncomfortable, and there are some side effects that come with that, severe
costly
headaches, and it's expensive. So again, they're trying to develop a much easier route, which would be like a nasal swab, interstitial fluid, or a blood test that actually does the same thing, so that it would be much easier. And this gives us the ability now to not only diagnose possibly earlier, but also have the ability to treat earlier, right? So
huge.
Huge. Yep. Yeah.
Huge. Well, it's huge for us to take our first break for a change. We're on time. I can't see Larry. There he is on the other side of the
world.
Where's Larry? Hello. Hello, Larry. Larry wants to take us away, and we'll be back after these messages to continue our discussion here on Parkinson's Awareness Night. Take it away, Larry. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio, here on Parkinson's Night. Little did we know that 5 or 6 years ago, when we started on this escapade with Parkinson's, that we were going to find out that there was such a problem within the veterans community due to exposure to burn pits, oil rig fires. Justin, your crew, Agent Orange, and it's a problem that just can jump up and bite you almost 15, 20, or 30 years down the road.
Yeah, I mean, I know Parkinson's itself is attacks mostly 60 and over, and
yeah,
that's a generation of veterans that are affected.
It's our age.
Predominantly by it because of mm-hmm. of the history of Vietnam, but. You know, I was interested. We were talking about the genetic aspect of it, and what kind of testing is available. And we need, as veterans, we need to pursue that the VA does everything they can to do this testing to
sure.
get ahead of the curve. I know we've talked with Brett before about. I mean, I was just amazed with the boxing, but then we've talked about people who are running marathons with Parkinson's and half marathons, and it's that rhythm.
Wait till my buddy Chicago Mike
is
coming to our Veterans Affairs. He might bring the one and only Bill Bucklew if he isn't walking across. He's walked, you know Bill Bucklew.
Yeah, know
walked that. Across the country like 3 times.
Wow.
Tried to walk across the Sahara Desert with like a camel on his back. I mean, he died 3 times. They had to revive him.
Yeah.
He's a just a hot ticket of a guy, Parkinson's disease for 10 years, maybe 15
yeah.
years.
Yeah, probably 10. He's a young onset guy, yeah.
And boy, is he got he loves these challenges mm-hmm. all to bring awareness to what he's seen and what his life is about now.
Yeah, we have the Parkinson's Foundation. We have a program as well. It's called Parkinson's Champions. We have tons and tons of runners and endurance athletes all across the country who love doing marathons and stuff like us, and they raise tons of money for us. They do great work.
Yeah,
just shout them out. Yeah, they run in the New York Marathon, Chicago Marathon, they're in everything.
Mike walked the New York Marathon.
Oh, okay.
It took him like 6.5 hours. Him and his daughter.
A finish is a finish.
And he said it was one of the most enjoyable 6 hours of his life.
Yeah.
He gave about 1,000 hugs. He's a paisan. He's an Italian. You know, he gave 1,000 hugs. He got 1,000 hugs. All kinds of tears and cheers of encouragement. And Chicago Mike is now coming to join us at our event. In July, so we're gonna honor him and thank him, unfortunately, for introducing me to the problem of Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. When I first heard about Parkinson's, it really hasn't affected my family directly like it had mm-hmm. yours, Kevin.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, Anna Dunbar says to folks at St. Elizabeth's Hospital have this unbelievable Parkinson's thing, and mm-hmm. didn't mean anything to me.
Right.
But then my best friend Mikey, 5 days later, says he's got Parkinson's.
Yeah.
You know, and he had it for several years and mm-hmm. didn't know it.
Yeah.
Wasn't really whatever, but he started to have the symptoms.
That's very common. Tons and tons of people with Parkinson's, they'll have it for years and they really don't know, and then they'll get diagnosed and they'll say, oh, you've actually had it for this long, but didn't know. It's tough. It can just show up after some amount of years and you just don't know.
So Brett, you had talked and Justin had talked about about diagnosing the likelihood. Is that what you're doing, is trying to diagnose the likelihood of Parkinson's getting more established, and so you're trying to catch it early?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the genetic testing.
Yeah,
so the genetic testing is interesting, and the biggest problem that the research folks have is that we know about 7 genetic types right now that are responsible for being part of the cause of Parkinson's, but you can be a carrier of that gene and not develop Parkinson's. So that's kind of where the problem lies, right? Is you test somebody and you say, hey, listen, you've got the LRRK2 gene, but we can't promise you whether you're going to get it or not get it, right? And so it makes it very difficult.
Yeah.
And then you have some people who are carriers who then, you know, go on to develop the disease. The one thing that we know, though, is that there's also some triggers involved, which we've talked about, environmental issues, exposure to burn pits, Agent Orange, those things. So
let me, if I could ask you a question, does Agent Orange, burn pits, does that change your DNA, or just does it sit on top of your DNA and make your DNA sick all of a sudden?
Well, you know, that would obviously be, I think, different for every person. I'm not a medical doctor, but, I think if you talk to a geneticist or something like that, they would be able to answer that better. But I would probably guess that it's a combination of both.
Yeah.
And then you get that cluttering or that congestion within the cell structure that then destroys the dopamine cell, right?
Yeah.
And as you start to lose dopamine, you know, then you start to develop the symptoms of Parkinson's. And, you know, just reflecting back on what you guys are just talking about is that, you know, by the time you're diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, you already have about a 30 to 60% loss of the amount of dopamine that you have. And we can't recreate dopamine cell structures yet. Yet is the key word there, right? So, you know.
You get something working in your laboratory.
But, ace up his sleeve.
You know, they are working on, you know, trying that with, you know, different things. And
I'm just worried about the link. Okay, a vet is exposed to Agent Orange. How does that cause Parkinson's? Does it change his, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? Well, or are they already kind of
predisposed?
They could have. They could have been predisposed, and you wouldn't even know.
Right, you wouldn't know.
Right?
Exactly.
And so many more that are exposed to that were not predisposed?
Right, and the Agent Orange could have been the trigger, right?
Yeah.
So, it does something, obviously, to the DNA or to the genetic makeup or something to the cell structure that then causes the deterioration of the cell wall, you know, and that is how this develops.
And, but, you know, my concern on that, though, Brett, and we're doing this with other studies, is that gene now being, let's say it's muted, can that now be carried down to the children and grandchildren? And
sure.
I know we're doing studies still with the Agent Orange and wanting to know, can that gene now be passed on?
I mean, absolutely.
There is only one right now that's recognized from the VA that link, but I'm wondering, more genetic testing would answer some of those questions.
And so that, again, is, you know, going back, talking about the assay medical breakthrough through the Fox Foundation, is then we can take, let's say, somebody who's in their 60s who has Parkinson's and actually test their grandchildren and find out whether they're carriers. But again, there's no promise, right? You may not develop it, or you may. But the thing is that the research then says, okay, well, if you are somebody who we think is going to develop it, can we develop something pharmaceutically that may stop that from
happening? Look at Kevin, how your father is fine.
Yeah.
And his two brothers gone at such an early age.
Yeah, very, very young. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is, like Brett said, like you just don't know, that those genetic markers don't always mean you're going to get it. So that's why it's so tough. Like, so many people are working so hard to figure out the causes.
Well,
we have so many what we think, but we.
My cousin's a nurse anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
and she we talk, and she constantly reminds me that it's science. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not algebra.
Right.
One and one, and it's not always going to be two.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so Brett, as you were saying, we can't say that you have it, mm-hmm. but you may be predisposed to it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ambiguity, though, all the way around, right?
Well, and I'd rather think if I'm going to be predisposed, I'm going to join Bill Bucklew.
Right.
And start running with him and, mm-hmm. you know, rowing across the country with Wolfie in the wintertime.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, the bad news about this year's Boston Marathon, guys, is I'm on Heartbreak Hill, and everybody, the last 20,000 people have to high-five me. So you better tell the boys and girls to wear some gloves.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, I bet a lot of your crew is going to be in this on Marathon Sunday, is the Tough Ruck crew.
Right. Yep.
And so they got me on medical for that. So if I were you, I'd get in real good shape because I'm not giving anyone mouth to mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody would want to take it from you, Wolfie. Not to worry.
Let me go.
Yeah,
let
no, you'd have to pay people.
I have a do not resuscitate. Let me go.
Yeah. I'm done.
Parkinson crew, especially for the Boston Marathon, I'm on Heartbreak Hill Medical 1014. I want a high five.
Well, and Rhonda, that we, you know Rhonda, oh, I
sure.
think,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Rhonda was on the air with us a couple of well, this is going to be a 13th Boston Marathon, I think.
Yeah, and she's got double knee replacements. And,
Wow.
Oh, yeah, she's incredible.
Oh, boy. Wolfie, be on the lookout for her, will you?
Yeah.
She's her and Bill Bucklew.
Well, there's a whole bunch of high-end athletes that have Parkinson's disease. Absolutely, mm-hmm. yeah.
Wow.
So a lot of them will be running probably for Parkinson's Foundation,
yeah,
Michael J. Fox Foundation, the APDA, you know.
Yeah.
So you'll notice they'll have something on it. It'll say Team Fox.
Kevin, are you
Team
running?
No, I will not be participating, but I'll be there to cheer on anybody.
You know, that's
anybody
all right.
will take it.
You can be in our little wagon because that's what we'll be doing. Brett, you're not a...
I ran Boston 2 years ago with somebody with Parkinson's disease. That was my third Boston Marathon.
Oh, wow.
And we were supposed to do Chicago, but she's headed for deep brain stimulation, so we're going to postpone, hopefully, for next year, next October. Wow. So
deep brain stimulation, Wolfie. There's another.
Circuit that would be, she better get it before we do.
Oh, deep brain stimulation. Wolfie, I think you have to have the brain in order to have the stimulation, though.
One thing missing.
two out of three ain't bad. Isn't that a Meatloaf song? Two out of three ain't bad. So you're not going to be running, Kevin. That's
no.
all right.
No, but I,
that's all right. The spirit of your uncles, I'm sure, is keeping you going.
Yes, yeah, of course. I'll be there to support anybody running. But yeah, we do have plenty of runners, like Brett said, very high class athletes with Parkinson's disease who are doing tons of marathons and endurance stuff for us, and they raise great money. They're huge fundraisers, contributors to the cause.
And Kevin, in the Boston area, how many of those events do you run?
So we've got two moving days coming up in the spring in the New England area. So we're going to be in New Hampshire, Concord, New Hampshire on May 11th.
Oh, okay.
We'll be doing a moving day there. And then Portland, Maine. It's our first ever moving day in the state of Maine. So we're very, very excited. We'll be in Portland on June 1st for that. And then in the fall, we have Moving Day Connecticut and Moving Day Boston. Moving Day Boston is obviously our big one. Mm-hmm. We're looking to raise $140,000 this year for Parkinson's, just that one event alone.
Wow.
So yeah,
nice.
we've got very, very big goals this year going into this Moving Day season, especially with new events coming up. We're very, very excited.
Well, that's great. And what's your position within the foundation, Kevin?
So I'm the development coordinator for the New England chapter. So I just take care of the six states in the region.
You're not in the laboratory developing.
No, sir.
Not that type of development.
No, I'm good at schmoozing and getting money to the people who can do that.
You're an outreach person.
Yeah. I'm an outreach. I can do field development outreach. Come and talk to you guys. Have a good time.
Drop blood? No.
What?
draw some blood? No.
No, no, no. Not certified for that.
That's above our grade. I understand. Uh-huh. I understand. Well, we'll let Wolfie draw it because he's a jack of all. No, not that trade.
Not that trade.
We actually, this is something else that you have to do. We're going to high-five everybody at the Boston Marathon at Heartbreak Hill that's wearing the Fox Foundation vest. But we do...
That's Parkinson's Foundation.
Yeah. Fox.
No, this is Parkinson's.
Parkinson's Foundation.
This is not the Fox Foundation. That's a cousin.
You said Fox, dude. Somebody tricked me. Okay, I'm not high-fiving anybody.
All right.
I've got it on my shirt. I didn't
mind. He's got it on his shirt.
P, not a...
P for... Not what do you think it is? Fox?
Yeah.
No. There's no P in Fox.
Okay. So everybody in that's going to get a
silent
high five
like the P in bed.
Yeah.
But I bet this
but
is
deadly.
Important too. Is that we do the screening for the Red Cross blood drives, and I bet a lot of that ends up going to the Parkinson thing. So just as we're pitching stuff, when you see the Red Cross blood drives, we just did one at the State House. There's one at all the local Knights of Columbus is in Hull. The Rotary Clubs do it, a lot of churches. It's something really important. It takes 10, 15 minutes to just walk in. I tell everyone, made me think of it, I do some of the screening. So I say, okay, you're the 100th person. You get to donate an organ. What organ would you like to donate with the blood? So maybe, you know, if you see me, you don't want to go do it. So I bet the Parkinson crew needs some blood. So please go, another pitch. When you see a Red Cross blood drive, sign up, stop in. It takes 10 minutes and you're a hero. And that technically saves a life.
Yeah.
It really saves a life.
Thanks, Wolfie. Thanks. And, Brett, I know you have to shove out of here. It's a little past your bedtime.
No, I can hang for a little bit. I just, if I may.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about if anybody that's listening out there has family members or knows someone with Parkinson's, which is pretty much everybody. You know, there is something called PD Generations that is genetic testing that Parkinson's Foundation is very involved in. I'm sure Kevin can elaborate on that, where you can actually have free genetic testing done and be counseled on that. And then also the PPMI program that Fox has, you can go right on to the Michael J. Fox Foundation website and sign up for PPMI. And that gives us a huge group of people to pull from in the case that they want to do research on, you know.
We talk all the time about how important it is for the veterans, the older veterans, to sign up, and the younger veterans to sign up for the VA immediately, because the data that they get from tracking those veterans could save tens of thousands of lives down the road somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what you two folks are doing.
It's just the misconception is that people think that only people with Parkinson's should participate in these studies, and we actually need as many people without Parkinson's as we do with Parkinson's so that we can figure out why people are or are not getting this disease with the genes. So,
well, if we can use our event in July to help sign up as many people with whatever methodology it takes, if it takes a bunch of Chromebooks and let everybody sign up, you know, we'll Wi-Fi the thing and let them sign up right there, whatever you think it would take, we'll give it a shot to increase that membership. I think it's really important that we help you do all that stuff, kid.
Awesome.
All right, kid. All right, Larry, I think we need to take a break now with our new sponsor, Ben Franklin, is on this week. We want to welcome them and thank them very much. And we thank Mr. Franklin for the endowment 200 years ago. But, Larry, take us away, brother, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice. But before we get back to titillating conversations here, we have a great guest calling in. Been on the air with us several times, and there's no end to his efforts when it comes to seeing a need and seeing someone that has a problem. Kevin McKenna is right there. So, have we got you, Kevin? Are you out there?
Yes, I am, Greg. I'm here listening to you right now, buddy.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Thanks for calling in tonight, Kevin. Hey, you got something big going on tomorrow night.
Yes, I do. Tomorrow night, over in Rockland, at the Rockland Eagles, we're honoring a very good friend of mine and a Navy Vietnam veteran, Eddie Broadford. Eddie Broadford is fighting a big fight right now, and what we're trying to do is ease his burden a little bit. And what we're doing is putting on a giant meat raffle tomorrow night at the Rockland Eagles between 6:30 and 11 o'clock.
So what kind of giant meat? Is this like dinosaur meat? Is it that kind of giant meat, or is it something we'd be familiar with in the grocery store?
I'm sure if you went to Crescetti's Market over in Bridgewater and you told them to cut up a cow for you, we could get at least 7 trays of meat, sirloins and top sirloins and ribeye, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing 7 trays of meat for him tomorrow night.
Wow.
And we also have 50-50 raffles going on, raffle bags, silent auctions. And this is to help out Eddie. Eddie's been a Navy veteran for a number of years. He's been a loyal member of the Rockland Eagles. Eddie's the type of guy like you and like me. If somebody was needed $20, he'd reach in his pocket, give it to him, no questions asked.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What we want to do is try and ease the burden for him with the fight that's going on right now. And I got some really great prizes. I mean, I stopped by my buddy Jim Lomborg's house the other day, and he gave me an autographed
baseball.
Name
dropper. That's a pretty nice name to drop there, kid.
Jimmy's a great guy. He's also a fellow veteran, too. Did you know that?
Jim Lomborg is a veteran?
Yes, he was. He didn't make it to Vietnam, but he was in the service at that time because he went to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, just like I did.
Wow.
Which is also Fort Lost in the woods. But Jimmy donated one of his autographed balls, and we had that as an auction item. I got a couple of autographed paintings from Jeremy Roenick when he used to play with the Chicago Blackhawks.
Sure, sure.
We got a whole bunch of things like that we're raffling off.
Nice.
With the Rockland Eagles. And if anybody can't make it and for the time they want to drop off a donation, just please stop by, because this is one of the many things we do out throughout the year. We help out all the local charities, all our brothers and sisters in the military, and our brothers with the Rockland Eagles. And the Eagles is a nationwide organization. They have Eagles organizations at every state, okay? We're not just a small-time place. We've got members out there, and we support the community, and this is what we do all the time.
Well, and the address on that location is at 29 Park Street in Rockland?
Yeah, 29 Park Street in Rockland. The doors open up at 6:30, and we're filling the place. I just left here a couple of, maybe about 30 minutes ago, and I have to admit that I did have a couple of Tito's and soda, but I'm fine right now.
All right, kid. I'm sure you Ubered home. No problem.
I'm sitting here in front of my computer right now listening to you guys, and because you guys have been fantastic. The community of WATD has been fantastic, helping out the Prom Angels, which is my number one charity. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We get the special needs prom coming up on June 1st this year, and I'm hoping maybe, Greg, you can make it down there, you and Wolfie, and see us in action. I was at the food drive today, and I missed you there.
Oh, yeah, I was there. I got there. I don't know how I missed you.
I saw one of the cookies with teeth marks out of it. I thought that was you.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew it. I
gave everything to Ben. Ben put them over in your trailer there, Wolfie. For there's some things that some of our veterans need, the personal items.
Yeah.
You know. And,
I got that. I didn't know that. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, that's really good. Thank you very much for that. Yes.
There should have been like 6 cases of those to help out.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We already gave a few of the cases out. That was terrific. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Yes, I'm glad.
Yeah. Hey,
you guys. Great job, and the first round of drinks is on me tomorrow night. You guys can make it.
All righty, and how about a phone number for you, Kevin?
Okay, 617-529-9166. That's my cell phone, and the meat raffle again is at 29 Park Street in Rockland, and this is on behalf of our good friend Eddie Broadford.
And what time are the doors opening, Kev?
6:30 to 11 o'clock at night.
Sounds great. All right, brother. Well, I hope you have a great time tomorrow night, great turnout, and, give Eddie our love, and we'll be pulling for him.
And please, say some prayers for him, too, please. Thank you.
We will, Eddie. Thanks a lot. That was our good friend Kevin McKenna from the Prom Angels that has had his share of ups and downs, but he's always got time to help out his brothers and sisters out there. So, Kevin, that was your first time meeting Brett?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We've worked with 110 Fitness on tons of stuff because obviously they're great and they do great work for people with Parkinson's.
Yeah.
So we love having their support on just about anything we can. But yeah, that's the first time I've gotten to meet them in person. Exchange some emails.
And although there's no cure for Parkinson's, is what he's doing with the exercising, it seems to be that that's the most preventative action.
So, yeah, we like one of our strongest recommendations across the board for just about anybody with Parkinson's is to exercise. Movement is by far one of the best things you can do to mitigate, especially the physical symptoms. So,
and doesn't that though increase the dopamine a little bit? I know we talked about on the generic end, but you increase dopamine by doing that. Am I right? I believe, and that's part.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, that might be a Brett question, but
but I'm saying that, and that's hopefully is one of those things, and maybe someday they can come up with a synthetic that can be, you know, somehow.
Because I think the bad Parkinson's genes eat the dopamine.
They fold
genes.
Them. He says he explained it as a pancake being folded when he was in. Last couple of times, and
that's a Brettism.
That was for the layman. It was, and hopefully, you know, if they can come up with something to prevent those cells from folding, then hopefully that will at least it won't cure again, but hopefully it will stabilize
and put it off.
Right,
but yeah, that's why
and put it off. Yeah.
That's why Moving Day is our signature event because it's all about getting up, moving, being with the community, getting some exercise.
Is that the Moving Day? I mean, you're talking about Moving Day. I think everybody's moving.
No.
But Moving Day is when all the college kids come back to Boston.
So we call it Moving Day just because we want to get moving.
Because you want people to get out and move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's our signature event. So we the New England chapter will host four this year across the region. Like I said, New Hampshire, Concord, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine. Connecticut and Boston.
So is it just running or yoga or
no? It's a walk. It's just it's a family
walk.
Event. Yeah, it's very very much a community oriented. We are looking to bring vendors and community like local businesses in front of people who. So we
is
do,
it is it a 5 mile walk?
It's normally if we have the space we can do up to 3 miles, but we normally generally do around a mile or less.
Okay,
it's meant for people with Parkinson's and their families to be able to do it.
We have a trail around our park.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 4 to 5 to 6 feet wide, and I just talked to a guy in the Navy last week that he's a rocker. So I think it would be perfect. We're talking about having him possibly rucking, but your 2 mile or 3 mile adventure might make a and maybe it's too late for us to do it this year.
Oh, well, we still have our Moving Day Boston is not until October, so we have plenty of time to figure something out if you wanted to get involved there. Yeah,
you could ask people to show up to do the walk, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, we can certainly talk about something. We'd love to have you guys involved if you're interested in Moving Day Boston. That's right down the road.
Yeah, for sure.
This moving part of the thing is so important for everyone, whether they're sick or they're not sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't do any names, but we just had Brett go to a friend's house where the person hadn't got out of bed for 6 months. He had a standing.
Mm-hmm.
Just working out for a little while standing. One of our close friends that you know that was in out of Southie, he's working out in the gym. He was a great hockey player. He was a mess. He's boxing. He's pretty good now. So that stuff really, really works. So and everyone should join him. Everyone needs the same exercise.
Yeah.
The family should join in and be part of it.
And it's also an awareness too, right? I mean, that's the key is just
so let's
bringing
do it.
This
let's
awareness.
Have it. Let's do it, Craig.
Yeah, let's do it. But at this point, Larry, I think we need to take our third break, please. So why don't we take our next and last message from our great sponsors, and we'll come back to part ways with our new friend, Kevin. Take it away, lad. We'll be back. Well, welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso here with the fourth quarter of tonight's show. Here on Parkinson's Awareness Night with... Kevin Thornton, our new best friend from the Parkinson's Foundation, one of our great participants in our event coming up, and exercise seems to be like the thing everybody needs, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Which is why we love Brett so much. Like he does great work for us. Like we said, like And exercise is just one of the things that we just kind of always recommend for everybody with Parkinson's. And like Wolfie said, anybody without Parkinson's really too.
Well, Wolfie and I are both over 70.
Mm-hmm.
And we do as much, if not more,
mm-hmm.
than kids that are 20 and 30 and 40 years old. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what keeps us going,
mm-hmm.
is because we do keep going.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We talk about the errors of stopping.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just quick share. I have a member of my chapter who's got Parkinson's, but he also has dementia. And, mm-hmm. and we push that with him all the time. He was in the house, I told you, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
His wife is now getting him out, at least do some walking. And, you know, I encourage him to see Brett, but that's probably not going to happen now. The dementia is running faster than the Parkinson's. So, but at least the idea is his wife and his family understand that even with a walker, he's got to get out every day and he's got to walk.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
How important it is.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, maybe he'd come out to this event.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, he's it's amazing in 8 months how quickly. And it's more the dementia where he's now not sure really who he is.
He'll fit right in with us.
Yeah.
And it's sad because, you know, here's a man who a year and a half ago was my chaplain of my organization and, you know, gave our prayers at the wall at an event. He would, you know, was active. And, I'm sure he had other signs that we didn't pick up on, but this has come on like a freight train. It's not what Parkinson's identified. And then the dementia just outran it. Mm-hmm. So,
Kevin, I got a kind of a funny question.
Mm-hmm.
When we have all of our suicide awareness nights and all the experts come on, and they all tell us it's okay to ask somebody if they're thinking of taking their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible thing to ask. So I'm in Staples tonight, buying some whatever, and the clerk has tremors. I'm wondering, is it polite to ask or impolite or none of my freaking business, just shut up, you old fart?
Yeah.
I mean, but I think it's Parkinson's.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I would say...
Or maybe the question is, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, just open up to a discussion. How are you doing? You know, everything okay?
A little easier in the door, yeah.
Yeah, just to open that door a little bit.
I'm 99% sure that it was.
Well, I told you, 2 years ago, one of my guys started having the shakes, but it came on too quick, and he said he's being diagnosed Parkinson's. He had a brain tumor. It was benign, but... the brain tumor was giving the same tremors, but it came on really too fast. You know, usually there's a slow progression. But, you know, but I think the door is always, hey, how you doing? You know, how you feeling?
How are you feeling?
And maybe he'll share and say, oh, I was diagnosed. Maybe he won't. But there's the opening of how you doing.
Yeah, thanks.
You know?
Thanks. I felt it was just tonight.
Yeah, and it's tough.
It was just tonight, and... he's about 65, it seemed, you know, typical age.
Yeah. I say to him, you know, if you're feeling well or you're not feeling well, you know, 988 is a number that we push here. About if you're not doing well, and that's for not only veterans, but that's for in general mental health.
What was that number? 988. You say, huh?
At the prompt, press one.
Well, so. We love that number, don't we? We got it covered.
Hey, if you could time to just share a quick story for us.
Yeah, of course.
I understand there was a gentleman who's homeless living under a bridge.
Oh, God. Yeah. Wolfie and I had a 45th or something successful food drive-through.
10,000 pounds an hour and 45 minutes.
Gone.
And 10,000 pounds of drinks.
Gone.
And we need, just before we get into that, we need commercial companies to donate food to us. They need to put aside a Veteran Voice pallet, every scratch can, everything that is a crappy label, everything you have too much, we put in a corner, and Greg and I will come and pick it up. We got to call Greg at Greg's number.
So then Wolfie has a habit of saying, don't worry, if you can't get here, we're going to deliver it to you. Well, we've gone to Waltham, and we've gone to New Hampshire, and everybody says, well, just give us an address. Give us an address, and we'll find you. Well, this morning, one of our networks called me and said, would I deliver food to a buddy of his? I said, sure. What's his or her address? He said, under the bridge. I said, our bridge? The one near... Yeah. He's there. And I'd like... He developed a relationship, a friendship with him. And would us, Wolfie and I, in out of our kindness, consider giving him some food? I said, I don't even have to ask Wolfie.
There's no discussion.
I mean, we're not even in the first word, and Wolfie's going to say yes. But it's the first time we went under a bridge. So as you're thinking out there about, gee, a little problem this, a little problem that, think of, I just couldn't put myself in the day-to-day activities of what this poor guy goes through. Living under a bridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he says he's not homeless. He's houseless. He's happy there. But he's got some underlying problems. Mm-hmm. He's
We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it, and he doesn't want to go into a sober house. He wants to just live on his own. And
but you know, that box of food might open a conversation with him.
It,
you know, and that's,
we hope
that,
so.
That's that dialogue that now maybe be able to be open about. You know, food is, you need food to sustain, but, you know, maybe you need to just come in and talk about some things. And that can of food or that small box of food or whatever it is, that opens some doors for him. And maybe that might be a trigger for him to.
We hope so.
Help. Right. All we can do is hope.
We hope so. And this was one of our network that, lives up in back of me, and he just has a good heart.
Right.
And he's reached out to this poor guy, but under a bridge.
Yeah.
Under a bridge. Yeah.
When you think that, like you said, circumstances sometimes we dwell on, and when you realize how people, I mean, I shared this with you before. I was on vacation, and I actually met a man not only living under a bridge. He only had a box, a cardboard box for clothes, and that's all he had. He sold his clothes for food. So he had a cardboard box, and that's what he was using because he had sold his clothes just for food. And that's where you really see how far sometimes people can fall. And if a box of food can get that individual going, I think that's...
Jason's right. You really need to call, and Greg will give the number. We take care of you called into the radio station. We have a fellow living in housing, but he has no food and no clothes.
Right.
So we've been using the veteran Brockton VA gift stuff. So yep. We just dropped off to him cases of clothes. Kim made it up. Cases of clothes, cases of food, cases of toiletries. So call Greg and that. If we have it, we're taking care of him. That's what we do.
Yep, that's what we do. And looking at the clock, we're getting to that time. Kevin, thank you so much, man,
thank
for
you.
Coming in.
Do you mind if I just, before we close out, I want to make sure I give a shout-out to our helpline, 1-800-4-PD-INFO. If you call that, you'll reach our helpline. Great. They have tons of resources, tons of information to give you. Newly diagnosed, just if you have a question about PD in general, they would love to help you. 24/7 available. And also, if you're just looking online, you want to look for some resources or maybe some events, you can just go to parkinson.org. That's it. And you'll be right on there. You'll be able to find anything you need. We have a full PD library, tons of resources, tons of events listed on there.
Perfect.
So, yeah, find everything.
And come in July and meet Kevin.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I would love to be there.
sounds great. Larry, thank you so much for taking care of us tonight.